The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles: Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. You are the ecclesia. Yes, it's a fancy word for church. And the word means called out. You are called out, you are named, and then you are sent out. Got that? Now, each one of those is important. I'm going to tell you a little story. When I was 53, I was the principal at Lloyd High School. Where's Patsy? Working with Patsy. And I should have known better, but we happened to have most of our gang-affiliated students were from Lennox 13, and we did happen to have a Lawndale 13 kid enrolled, and it was kind of uncomfortable for him. And there were threats on his life, and one day some other Lennox boys came on campus at the end of the day, and they were gonna, you know, it was not pleasant. And so the Lawndale kid apparently knew this was happening. He sent in some Lawndale boys. I happened to catch one of the Lawndale non-students as he was sprinting down Marine Avenue. I caught him at Inglewood Avenue. Now, believe me, this was not easy at my age, but I did used to run. So I caught him, and I'd already called the sheriff because this was a pretty significant event. So I grabbed this kid like this, again, a miracle, and I'm holding on to him, and he's, you know, and I'm thinking, how long can I do this? You know, my wife told me never to do this sort of stupid stuff. She may have been right. And I held him, and I held him, and the police didn't come, the sheriff wasn't there, and all of a sudden, a carload of Lennox boys roll into the parking lot where I'm holding this guy, and they pull out of their car these screwdrivers that were about that long, and they start walking toward someone who I'm holding. And I said, "I know every one of you by name and by face. Get back in your car and go home." And I had no gun. I had nothing, really, except I knew their name. And I called them out. I called them out from the spirit that was driving them. I cast out a demon. It was a wrathful demon intent on the murder or serious injury to a Lawndale 13 adult. They left. I'm holding him. I said, the sheriff will be here a little bit. I finally said, what's your name? He said, Abden. And my memory flitted back to my first year as a teacher. I had a kid named Felix, same last name. And I said, are you related to Felix Abden? And he goes, yeah, that's my uncle. I said, your uncle is an amazing volleyball player. This guy had a serve, he would serve like this. Nobody could return those serves. He goes, yeah, that's my uncle. All of a sudden, when he knew that I knew him, and I knew where he came from, he relaxed. He quit wrestling. And my tired arms started to relax too. And I noticed after 20 minutes the sheriffs weren't coming. And I said, look, if I let you go, will you not come back on campus? He says, yeah. So I let him go. I want you to note that in today's Old Testament reading, it's one of many times that God calls out Abraham and Sarah from where they have been from. They are called out of their families, their homeland, their tribe, and they're sent off to a distant place with the promise of being the future blessing of the world. Not just Jews, but Gentiles too. And here they are, old, and sitting out in a tent in the middle of nowhere, and nothing's happened. And God calls them again through the visitation of three angels or visitors, strangers to them, who promise. It's kind of a reminder that you have been called out. He'd already been given a different name from what he had. He will be the father of many nations, Abraham. Sarah, mother of many children. And they're old. And you want a good laugh. She wouldn't admit that she had laughed. I did not laugh. Yes, you did. And the kid's name, Isaac, means laughter. Called out, named, sent. And from that Genesis story to today's gospel story that we heard read, you hear the same pattern repeating. Ecclesia, being called out of a crowd that's easily turned by a spirit of anger and wrath, vindictiveness and resentment, into a new place, into a new community. That's who these 12 were being called out from and set on a different path. And notice that their names are given to us. It's important. Once I know somebody's name, there is a certain amount of power to that, isn't there? Mobs don't have a conscience, but they have a spirit. They have a demon. And you know all the different ways you can describe crowds, right? It was an angry crowd. It was a sad crowd. It was a happy, a joyful crowd. Jesus calls us because he sees us as harassed and powerless. The spirits that run through our collective existence as human beings can quickly turn, can't they? I live in Playa del Rey, and if any of you drive along Vista del Mar, you've noticed there's been some changes. They've narrowed the streets, and people are just furious. And they're narrowing Culver Boulevard, and they're narrowing Jefferson, and they're putting bike lanes in. Pershing in Playa del Rey has been narrowed to one lane. Very angry. Our little neighborhood newsletter comes out. People are very upset, and they live there. It was considered a safety fix. But here in the midst of this attempt to make things safer, a crowd is turning into a mob. Jesus calls you out of the mob and gives you a new name. And the name is graceful, and the name is love, and the name is faithfulness. And he calls us out and sends us out back into the crowd, not to be a wet blanket, but to be a light to our nation, to our world, a way of being guided. And we're following not our own spirits that sometimes invest themselves in us and want us to take vengeance on the next person we see. We have the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd takes us to good pasture. The Good Shepherd becomes our guide in a world that's filled with some pretty angry crowds. And we're called to be ecclesia, to be the church. When you're baptized, name this child, and a name is given. And the priest says, I baptize you, so-and-so, in the name of, a name of, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the name of the Good Shepherd, in the name of peace, in the name of grace, in the name of love, and you are then sent out into the world. Just as every Sunday, we are sent out once we have received the grace and consolation and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit through the communion that we share. Not to go out and rejoin ourselves to angry mobs, but to become something new in the world, a blessing to the world, which is what Israel's call is. Does that make sense to you? You are called out. You have been given a name. You are being sent out. Guess what? You're the church. Amen.